Lab Tech Unplugged, unearthing topics in the life sciences.
Hi everybody, and welcome back to Lab Tech Unplugged, where we discuss topics that impact the life sciences. I'm your host Rachel, and in this episode of our Spotlight on Sustainable Science series, I'm joined by Francesco Nicolini and Fatima Faizi from Synthase. Known for their expertise in software, Synthase supports biologists with their platform that digitises experiment design, unifies automation and harmonises data to deliver a faster and more streamlined experiment workflow. Francesco and Fatima are leading operational efforts to drive sustainability change in the lab, so we'll be hearing their insights on the progress they've made and the challenges they've faced. Francesco joined Synthase in 2021 as lab manager, supporting the team and looking after the lab space in terms of maintenance, housekeeping, procurement, health and safety and sustainability. In 2023, he moved to a more strategic role as senior operations manager and now manages the entire facility as well as other aspects of the business, including ESG framework. Fatima has been a research scientist at Synthase for almost a year and a half and works on a number of scientific projects that showcase the capabilities of the Synthase platform. On top of that, Fatima organises lab operations and maintenance, including their sustainability initiatives, and also works directly with clients to provide support in running their experiments. So how are you both doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. So I wonder first if you wouldn't mind just telling me a little bit more about yourselves and your backgrounds. Francesco, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thank you for having us here. It's very much a pleasure. So I'm a scientist by training. I have a PhD in cardiovascular science from KCL. After working as a scientist for a few years, I made the move to lab management about 5 years ago. And as my name usually gives away, I am originally from Italy, and I've been in the UK for about 11 years. And in my spare time, I like to travel and keep fit, and I'm an avid wakeboarder.
Wonderful. Very fun. How about you, Fatima?
So before I joined Synthase, I did my undergraduate studies in biomedical science, and then I did a master's in immunology. So originally I'm from Pakistan, and I moved to London almost 14 years ago now. One of the things that I love about London is all the diverse, different food options that we have here. So I love going out and trying new restaurants. And then equally, just like Francesco, I like to also try my best to keep fit to make up for all that. That's a little bit about me.
Wonderful. Thank you. So this series is all about sustainability. And obviously we brought you both on here because you're both heavily involved with it at Synthase. So I wonder if you could tell me a bit about what drove your interest in sustainability to begin with. Francesco?
I think for me, it all started when I was working as a scientist. And I just realized how much energy is consumed and how much plastic waste is generated as part of a scientist's day-to-day activities. And then that was when I started gathering information on the topic. And that's how I became passionate about it.
Thank you. How about you, Fatima?
So for me, it's kind of an interesting one. As I mentioned, I'm originally from Pakistan, and I think my upbringing played quite a big role in my interest in sustainability. I realized that the way that we live has always had quite a large emphasis on reducing waste and reusing resources. And it was only later on that I realized that those concepts were sustainable practices. I guess having that, being so accustomed to those practices and then later on realizing the relationship between taking care of the environment and human well-being was basically what drove my interest in sustainability.
And so you've both taken that interest and are using it to drive sustainable change at Synthase. So I wonder if you could tell me a bit more about the initiatives that you are working on. When they started and what motivated you to bring that to Synthase?
Personally, for me, when I first joined Synthase almost a year and a half ago, that is when I was introduced to lab sustainability. And initially, we started out with taking part in the LEAF certification. So this is an initiative created by UCL to basically improve the sustainability and efficiency of labs. It aims to reduce carbon emissions and also to improve research quality. So that was one of the initial frameworks that we took part in. We then also obtained the MGL certification for lab best sustainability practices. So these are kind of the things we started out with. And for me personally, in terms of my motivation, it was related to how lab sustainability links really well with organization. And mm-hmm. I'm someone who really enjoys organizational aspects of lab management. And I felt like that helped motivate me because it then became something that I enjoyed because we were benefiting or trying to benefit the environment, but then also simultaneously, we were having an immediate impact on lab user experience by improving processes and increasing productivity and efficiency as well.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that they go hand in hand and you see benefits on both sides. How about you, Francesco?
I actually had my first hands-on experience with sustainability during the pandemic of all times in my very first role as a lab manager. I was working at KCL at the time. And so when we had to shut down the department, we tried to just make the most of the situation by putting together a sustainability team and applying for the LEAF Award. Which was a lab sustainability project from Martin Farley at UCL. And then over the course of a few months, we worked on the requirements together and managed to achieve the Bronze Level Award. And that was what kickstarted a conversation both internally and for me personally as well. I found the process and the framework to be very detailed and useful. So when I joined Synthase back in 2021, that was the first program that we enrolled on.
And when you're, I guess, when you're trying to implement change in a lab, it can be an upheaval of processes that people are familiar with. So how do you go about getting buy-in from the team when you're planning something like this?
So the first thing is, as you said, to get support from the rest of the team, because it's not a one-man army endeavor, for sure. The first step for me was to find others that were simply just as interested in these initiatives as I was. And I got a lot of support from Marcus, our CSO, and the project really took off when Fatima and Nathan joined as research scientists. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to Nathan Hardingham. He's not on this episode, but he's also been playing a pretty active role in our sustainability initiative. So, yeah.
Shout
out to Nathan.
Yeah, big shout out to Nathan. I definitely agree. I think it's about finding the right people. But then also I think what I really liked was the fact that we took part initially in these award schemes and certification schemes, because I feel like as a team, it kind of helps boost motivation because you have a collective goal to work towards. And then when you achieve that goal, there's a sense of satisfaction, which then creates this nice positive feedback loop where people are then motivated to do more of those kind of things. The other thing I would say is communication. I think we've definitely made efforts to regularly communicate small and big changes that we're trying to implement. It helps make sure everyone is informed, and then also it makes sure that everyone can provide their feedback and be involved. Even if they're not actively involved with the initiative, they can still have a role. I also think it's really easy to lose track of progress that you've made, especially when changes that you're implementing are maybe small things that you would kind of forget about. So documenting that and then making that information available for everyone to access so that people can just stay up to date or remind themselves of progress that we've made. It feels good to know that you've done things, basically.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely a motivating thing to see your hard work is proving and you're seeing the results of that. So Synthase is known for its expertise in software, particularly in supporting biologists in the lab to improve and streamline experiments. And I know that you've been using software as well in your operations and your sustainability initiatives. So I wonder if you could just tell me a bit more about that and what you've done and what's enabled you to do.
Sure. Yeah. So we use a stack of different types of softwares to suit different needs. Most of these will be an integral part of what it takes to manage a lab. And I would say that this is no coincidence. I strongly believe that sustainability means efficiency. So other than the LEAF and the Migrant Lab sustainability frameworks that we've been working on, we use Cluster Market as an equipment booking system, coupled with Pandora's environmental monitors for room temperature, light, humidity, and pressure. A couple of different softwares for cold storage temperature monitoring systems. And I guess by leveraging the entire stack of software that we use, we have a better understanding of what areas need improving, from equipment usage to storage capabilities to sample databases, lab condition, etc. For instance, you know, a high or low temperature reading on the lab environmental sensors could indicate a fault or a wrong setting in the ventilation system, which then can translate to an increased energy consumption. So it all trickles down and it all contributes to the big picture.
I guess kind of on a different, maybe more of an organizational perspective, we also use Notion. And for me, Notion is one of my personal favorites. So we use it heavily for project management. So planning, task management, recording and tracking progress. And we also use it for very high level inventory management, and also for planning and recording experiments as part of any experimental campaigns we have going on. And I guess that is complemented by Google Drive, which we heavily use just as a repository for storing all kinds of documents from training docs, health and safety, experimental data, machine maintenance information, and many other things. So I think these organizational tools have definitely helped us in our sustainability initiatives as well, by just helping us to stay as organized and as efficient as possible, and also by allowing us to coordinate our efforts as a team, because a lot of these projects are cross-collaborative. So yeah, Notion really helps with that.
And has there been any notable challenges that you've come across along the way? And if so, how have you overcome them?
I guess I would say for me, it's mainly finding time. We work at quite a fast-paced startup, and I definitely feel like I have a role that requires me to wear a lot of very different hats. So it can often be difficult to dedicate as much time as I'd like to our sustainability initiatives, because there are other tasks that often take priority because they might be more urgent. I wouldn't say I found a particular way to overcome this, but it's more I've just tried to adopt a different mindset, which is that even if you're making slow progress, it's still valuable. And dedicating any time to sustainability initiatives is better than not dedicating any time at all. So I just keep in mind that, yeah, there are periods that I'll be able to put more time into it and periods that will be more busy for me. But it's just more important to just keep that momentum going. And I think what's really helped is working with other people. So for me, working with Francesco has really helped, because we can both work together to keep that momentum going, even when we're both busy. So yeah, I think that has helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that way of looking at it, that anything is still better than nothing, and that helps you keep going. Yeah. Sorry, Francesco, what were you about to add?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. I was going to say that, you know, maintaining momentum is the key word there. I have to say we found a way to overcome that by having regular meetings and then updating the rest of the team on any ongoing project milestones. And as Fatima mentioned, celebrating the small wins can keep the momentum going, and you know, you should be celebrating those. And I guess another challenge, especially when you are designing and you're in the first steps of the project that is shared with corporate sustainability schemes, is to avoid greenwashing. Overcoming it means going beyond seeing this as a tick box exercise and actually doing your own research on the different schemes and all of the different ways that they can support you and your work.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned a couple of different frameworks and certifications. So is there any, can you tell us more about any particular ones that you're working towards at the moment, and perhaps how they've steered the focus of your projects?
So the main project that we're working on at the moment is the Migraine Lab Freezer Challenge. And we found out about this opportunity when we were going through the original certification process for Migraine Lab, which is, like I mentioned, one of the two frameworks that we had the chance to work on. And so that's what we're working on at the moment. And there's going to be a few action points that will allow us to overhaul the maintenance of our cold storage solutions and records.
Yeah, I would just chime in there to say I think the freezer challenge has probably been my favorite one so far, just because it's been very satisfying to be able to clear out all of our cold storage solutions in the lab and, you know, dispose of expired reagents or unused samples that have just been collecting dust for years. And I think it's quite a big achievement that we're really happy about.
Yeah, I can only imagine what you found in there after, after years. So I guess looking forward then, what's next in the pipeline for you and for Synthase and your initiatives?
Well, we'll definitely look into resetting the Migraine Lab certification in a couple of years. And so we've been building on that initiative and improving on some of those points like cold storage management and records. And then I'm always on the lookout for new schemes to join. It's just that's the main one that we currently have on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see as well what we do in the future, including, you know, resetting the MGL assessment. And I'd add that, you know, implementing changes has been really satisfying and great to see, but also I think it's really important to maintain those changes as well and be consistent. And stay consistent over time. So, you know, limiting clutter and continuing with recycling non-hazardous plastic waste and just being mindful of our energy consumption as well. So just keeping consistent with the changes that we have implemented.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for joining me and sharing your story. I think it'd be quite nice to end off with if you have one takeaway or key piece of advice for anyone listening that's looking to implement something similar in their lab, what would you advise?
I think we've kind of touched on this, but I would say people are really important. So I think having someone to lead who is super passionate is really important. And then equally, it's important for that person to then recruit and find other people who can support them and help basically drive that initiative forward. And it's more often than not, you will find people that will support you because it is a collective effort. And the first step is just getting people on board.
How about you, Francesca?
I would say have a long-term plan, but start small and then scale up from there. Build momentum slowly. So celebrate small victories. And like Fatima said, find people that are as passionate as you are and recruit them as sustainability champions.
I guess one more thing that I would add, well, I personally found this quite useful, is initially taking part in certification schemes. I felt like it was really, really useful to have that structure and framework for concrete and very directed actions that you can start taking immediately to basically start progressing and start your journey in lab sustainability. So if you're starting out, I feel like it's really useful to just jump on one of those schemes and basically get started quickly.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot of resources online, but those schemes specifically can provide you with a very useful framework to start working on.
Wonderful. Thank you both. I think that's a good place to leave things for today. I hope you've all enjoyed this episode with us. We do have more content on the way, so make sure you're subscribed so you're notified as new episodes are released. A quick reminder that you can reach out to us at community@sptlabtech.com if you have any questions or comments or topic ideas, or even if you'd like to join us for a future episode. And if you'd like to find out more about Synthase's efforts and what Francesco and Fatima have been doing, then make sure to check out their LinkedIn profiles so you can hear more about their story. And please feel free to reach out to them if you have any questions, if that's okay with the both of you.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So lastly, thank you both to Francesco and Fatima for joining us today. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.